Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. We begin in Washington, where federal workers are raising their voices against President Donald Trump's latest move. Thousands of government employees marched on Capitol Hill protesting an executive order signed last week to slash federal bureaucracy. Fox News reports the order, driven by Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, aims to cut $50 billion in spending, targeting agencies like the Office of Personnel Management and foreign aid programs. Workers, per Fox, fear mass layoffs and service disruptions, with chance of save our jobs echoing through D.C. The Washington Post offers more context, noting the protest swelled after probationary staff at the Office of Personnel Management were fired last week in a sudden conference call, given less than an hour to leave. The Post says unions are gearing up for legal battles, arguing the cuts violate labor laws and threaten public services like housing and veterans care. Trump's team insists it's a necessary trim of a bloated system, but the Post reports the walkouts already slowed tax filings and passport processing nationwide. Reuters steps back for the bigger picture. Reuters reports foreign allies are worried about slashed aid programs, while economists debate the deficit impact. Some cheer the savings. Others warn of economic drag. Yesterday's rally, per Reuters, drew bipartisan attention, with some Republicans joining calls for a slower rollout. The White House doubled down, with Trump touting it as draining the swamp in a morning tweet. Tensions are high. Some see a leaner government. Others a crisis for workers. This story is heating up, and we'll keep you updated as the protests grow. Next, we head to Texas, where Tesla's future is under scrutiny. On Monday, Tesla confirmed a delay in its Cybercab rollout, pushing the fully autonomous taxi launch to late 2026 due to safety concerns from last week's Austin Gigafactory explosion. The Blaze reports the decision came after regulators demanded more testing following the blast, which injured 12 workers. CEO Elon Musk, addressing investors, blamed external pressures, but vowed a hybrid model with steering wheels to meet demand sooner, sparking mixed reactions. CNN digs into the fallout, noting Tesla's stock dropped 3% in midday trading as Wall Street fretted over production snags. CNN reports the delay stems from a federal probe into the explosion, with whispers of skipped safety checks to hit quotas, claims Tesla denies. Musk's dual role in Trump's administration, including his DOGE position, is raising questions about his focus, with some insiders suggesting he's stretched thin. The company insists it's prioritizing safety, but trust is shaky. Bloomberg News frames the industry shift. Bloomberg reports this could hand rivals like Waymo a lead in an autonomous race, with Tesla's stock volatility hitting tech portfolios. Analysts, per Bloomberg, see the steering wheel tweak as pragmatic but risky. Some cheer the flexibility, others fear it dilutes Tesla's futuristic brand. For Austin, the plant's still offline, and workers are bracing for job cuts amid the probe. Nerves are high. Innovation or setback? This story's got people talking, and we'll bring you the updates as Tesla navigates the road ahead. Turning now to the White House, where President Donald Trump is escalating his border push. Monday, Trump threatened 25% tariffs on Mexico unless they curb illegal border crossings within 60 days. Fox News reports the warning came during a fiery speech in Arizona, tying migrant flows to crime and drug trafficking. Fox says Trump's giving Mexico until April 25th to boost border patrols and crack down on cartels, or face the economic hit, echoing his first term tactics. The New York Times counters with the backlash, noting Mexico's government called it economic blackmail. The Times reports Mexican officials insist they're already stretched thin, with U.S. policies driving more asylum seekers north. Critics, per the Times, warn tariffs could spike prices for U.S. consumers. Think cars, avocados, and oil. While Trump's base cheers the tough stance. The White House, per the Times, insists it's leverage, not politics, but the rhetoric's heating up. Reuters steps back for the stakes. Reuters reports U.S.-Mexico trade tops $800 billion yearly, and tariffs could snarl supply chains still fragile from past disruptions. Canada's watching, too, per Reuters, fearing a domino effect if Trump eyes their border next. Businesses, per Reuters, are lobbying hard to cool this off, while Trump team doubles down, citing record crossings as a crisis. No action yet, but the clock's ticking. This one's a high-wire act. Security or sabotage? Opinions are split, and we'll keep you posted as deadlines near. Next, we head to New York City, where a political storm's breaking. Yesterday, Mayor Eric Adams pleaded not guilty to federal corruption charges filed last week, alleging bribery and illegal campaign funds from foreign donors. The Daily Caller reports Adams faced a Manhattan courtroom, denying he traded favors for cash. Think real estate deals and Turkish donations. During his 21 run, the caller says his legal team called it a political hit, but prosecutors have wiretaps and texts as evidence, vowing a tough fight. NPR digs into the fallout, noting a sitting reeling from the news. NPR reports Adams' indictment, first for a sitting New York City mayor, threatens to paralyze City Hall as it wrestles crime and budgets. Supporters rallied outside, per NPR, but critics demand his resignation, citing a bloody subway shooting yesterday as proof he's lost control. Adams vows to govern on, but NPR says pressure's mounting, with the governor eyeing a potential ouster if convicted. BBC News steps back for more context. The outlet says this case, stemming from FBI raids on Adams' aides last month, tests New York's political trust. BBC reports the charges detail a scheme netting over $100,000 in perks, like free flights, in exchange for city favors. Adams' trial could stretch months, but for now, the Big Apple's holding its breath. Some back his fight, others see a mayor on thin ice. Shock's the word, loyalty or liability. This story's trending, and we'll bring you updates as the case unfolds. Our fifth story takes us to the Pentagon, where President Donald Trump's military overhaul is taking hold. Monday, the Defense Department confirmed Trump's firing of top brass, including Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown, over border policy disputes. Breitbart News reports Trump replaced Brown with Army General Keith Kellogg, a loyalist from his campaign, along with new Navy and Marine leaders. Breitbart says the shakeup aligns the military with Trump's focus on border security and domestic priorities, not overseas bases. NPR digs into the tension, noting Brown's ouster followed clashes with Trump over troop redeployments to the border, a move Brown reportedly deemed risky. NPR reports career officers are rattled, with some eyeing early retirement amid fears of politicization. Critics, per NPR, warn it could weaken U.S. global standing, but Trump's team calls it a reset for a leaner, meaner force. The Senate's set to review Kellogg and others this week, with confirmation votes looming. The Associated Press steps back for the stakes. AP says this is the boldest Pentagon purge in decades, testing Trump's grip on a traditionally apolitical institution. Allies like NATO, per AP, are uneasy, fearing a less predictable U.S. military at a tense global moment. Troops and families are watching close. Some see a fresh start, others a dangerous shift. For now, the Pentagon's bracing for change, and we'll bring you updates as new leaders take the helm. Relief for some, worry for others. This is Trump's military now. We'll keep you posted as the Senate weighs in. We close in Ohio, where a train derailment keeping communities on edge. Monday, crews worked to clear wreckage from Friday's freight train crash near Toledo, which spilled hazardous chemicals and forced 2,000 residents to evacuate. The Blaze reports 6 cars derailed, leaking a toxic solvent used in manufacturing, with cleanup hitting snags as rain slowed progress. The Blaze says no new injuries, but folks are jittery, with air tests still showing trace risks. CNN fills in the struggle. noting Norfolk Southern, the rail operator, faces growing heat. CNN reports the EPA and NTSB are probing a track defect as the likely cause, but locals demand answers after two prior derailments by the same firm. Crews are racing to contain the spill, per CNN, but displaced families are stuck in shelters, frustrated by delays. The company's promising full support, but trust is thin. BBC News zooms out to the national worry. The outlet says this adds to rail safety fears, with regulators eyeing stricter rules after a string of incidents. BBC reports cleanup costs could hit $50 million, with Norfolk Southern's stock dipping 2% today. Ohio's governor praised the response but warned of long-term talks with rail firms. For now, Toledo's holding its breath. Relief it wasn't worse, but dread of what's next. Caution's the word. Some see progress, others a pattern. This story's got people talking, and we'll bring you updates as the cleanup wraps. I appreciate your time. Thank you for coming by. Your time is valuable, and I appreciate it. As always, stay informed and stay balanced.